Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new Halloween season edition of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight to talk about the brand new Netflix slasher movie, Nobody Sleeps in the Woods Tonight, from director Bartosz M. Kowalski. And this one follows. Addicted to technology, a group of teens attend a rehabilitation camp in the forest, but a sinister force there intends to take them offline forever. All right, so first, before we get into it, I want to say the idea of this camp is really, really good. I actually think it would be funny to start that and watch. I think the kids would actually kill themselves, though, if they didn't have
access. I always think it's funny. I always think it's funny.
It'd be more battle royal.
He's talking shit all about it, yet he's trying to get his face on YouTube. So no irony there at all.
Follow me on Twitter. but anyways, side rant. They just kill them each other. But anyways, Kruger, what did you think?
Well, first off, we got to start by saying this is from Poland. And I haven't seen any Polish horror flicks, so this is my first one.
It is marketed as Poland's first slasher.
Nice. Yeah, so Poland's fucking first slasher. And first off, this movie shot very well, and it has a pretty nice soundtrack. Kind of a little bit of a throwback, but it does like this like thing, kind of like these melodies. You could tell it's kind of inspired by Friday the 13th a little bit. The story and the characters, I thought, was very, very cool. Like Dan said, the camp is a really cool idea. And all the kids acting, you know, stereotypical slasher shit, but it was all very well, and I cared about all of them. Also, I loved the two gamers throwing the movie references back and forth. That was really cool. And like I said before, I'm always a sucker for that. And also the old man that had been attacked by the slasher was cool too. And the woods and stuff, it, you know, totally brought me back to, like, you know, Friday the 13th style type stuff. But also a little bit of like maybe Hatchet in there too. And the slasher or slashers are really, really coolly designed. I love the covered and boiled look, covered and boils look, and how like everything looks like it's about to pus out. And it reminds me of, you know, like stuff like Wrong Turn and Victor Crowley, a little bit of Madman Mars, and a little bit of Toxic Avenger, and all in a good way. Like, the makeup's really well done. And also the reasoning why the slashers look the way they look is really well written and well done. I really enjoyed that part too. And I haven't even talked about the kills. The kills and gore are fucking really well done. There is a kill in there that's going to be controversial because, you know, it's a fucking iconic Friday the 13th kill. But I was okay with it, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was all right. And there's actually more than one, but I'll get into it in the spoilers. But I loved all the gore effects. Everything looked cool. And just watch like, if you are on the fence about watching this movie, just watch it for the kills nonetheless, because there's some at the end that are just absolutely crazy. And this is a great slasher. I enjoyed the fuck out of this movie. And, you know, Netflix really surprised me that they put out a slasher of this quality right now. So.
Right. What do you think, Pugs?
Well, I don't think this movie came to their attention just because it's the first Polish slasher. It's actually very fucking good. A lot like you, Kruger, I liked it a lot. Yeah, this is for fans of like Wrong Turn and Hills Have Eyes and Hatchet. Yeah, the kill that you were talking about, that's just a love letter, and just letting the audience know that, yeah, we like this shit too. So I appreciate the hell out of that. I'll get more in details over the spoiler wall, but this is definitely worth your time, and I highly recommend it. And yeah, you're gonna enjoy yourself.
And Todd.
Yeah, I'm with everyone too. I did enjoy this one quite a bit. The only complaint I can see is it's not groundbreaking. It's a lot of, you know, different things thrown together, but it's done in such a way and done so well. It's all right. You've seen some of this stuff before, and but it's the formula that works. So, and I too was cool with the Friday the 13th kill that is being referred to.
There was one thing that I should have saw coming and I didn't, but again, over the spoiler wall. There's one kill in particular I want to talk about. And okay. It's a little bit of Cannibal Holocaust gone fishing.
You go first. So.
So yeah, this one was a pleasant surprise. You don't see a lot of horror films out of Poland. I've seen, few films, but mostly dramas. Yes, this is nothing you haven't seen before in terms of story, but the killers are very cool. I mean, they're just gross. They work really well.
Chernobyl.
There you go. That's actually, that's a good description of what they look like. The kills are, when they hit, they were more brutal than I expected. I mean, Netflix is always very high quality, but I can't think of an original slasher that they have that's quite like this. It does bring it. It doesn't quite get to the
slasher. The show is very much like this in its brutality.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I saw season one forever ago, but it doesn't reach like the excess level that Hatchet does in terms of some of the kills, but all of them are very well done. I mean, the Friday the 13th homage, I might have maybe thrown a slightly different spin on it at the end, but it's still honestly cool. We have a really good lead that's very sympathetic. The humor, I thought, hit quite well, which you never know sometimes with the foreign flicks. Some stuff's lost in translation, but it worked. The nerd character. It even has some... I don't want to say tearjerker moments, but it does have some touching moments. Yeah, I liked pretty much everything about this one. It is elements of everything you've seen before, yet it all comes together perfectly. And I would not mind seeing a sequel to this, actually. We'll have to see.
Nobody wakes up in the woods.
I do want to throw out there real quick, because I know we've mentioned quite a few times this is a Polish slasher. Don't let that scare you away. If you are not a fan of subtitles, there's also a dubbed English track, so you have options. So,
and it wasn't no excuses. Go watch this. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a horrific dubbing or anything. So
that's how you watched it, Dan?
Huh?
That's how you watched it, dubbing?
Yeah, I actually did this time. I don't know why I usually do subtitles, but that's how it played. And I was like, cool.
Right. Dan's a default, man.
I would like to actually see more. I won't give away any of the kills, but I think they will satisfy most every slasher fan. There was nothing that felt weak or phoned in or CG heavy, so... I think this is a crowd pleaser, actually. I think most of you, if you're in the mood for something from a different locale, I think
this one is surprised. This one is enough familiar that the foreign, locale is not going to really, throw people off.
I think it helps because it makes it just a little bit different, even though it's a similar.
It didn't feel any different to me. Just the language was the only barrier. It felt cozy.
Yeah, It was the camp like you would have at any Friday the 13th or anything.
Yeah. Like not that. Enough porn addiction, though. I got to say, that was the
Oh, it would have been cool to see the killers like decap somebody looking at Pornhub. That actually would have been pretty funny.
I just hope they come up from behind them right now.
They turn around. They accidentally finish on the killer and then...
Dan would do that.
That would be an awesome kill. I just booked an awesome kill. But anyways, all right. So we rate on a scale of 0 to 5. And Kruger, what say you?
I am a 4.5 out of 5. I love this one. It may go up, honestly, in ratings. And yeah, this was a great slasher. And I want to see more from Poland. They prove that they don't hold back on the gore. So give me more.
Absolutely. What say you, Pugs?
I am a 4.5 as well. This is just too good not to. There's very minimal things holding me back from giving it a 5. And we can get to that in a little bit. So yeah, go watch this shit.
And Todd.
I am also a 4.5, so same wavelength. Nice. Let's see how Dan fucks it up.
Well, yeah, fuck you. I give it a 4, but much superior than most recent American slashers. So even in the slasher genre, 4 and R is where it's at. It's not a German film. God damn it.
You said it's superior. Do you know what happened in Poland?
I know what happened. I know it's not a German film. God damn it.
No, that's the other Polish one.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Anyways, so spoiler talk time. Guys, if you do not wish for this to be spoiled, now would be the time to bow out and pick back up after you've watched it, which you should definitely do. It's a good Halloween watch. All right. So who has spoiler thoughts first?
So before Krueger starts gushing like the blood on the in the movie, the one kill I didn't want to talk about was that, I don't even know what you call it, but that like stick, he just goes to the back of her head and like a fishing pole just kind of lifts it up and like dumps it off. That's fucking hard. Simple, but I fucking love that. I rewound it, not gonna lie.
Yeah. That was an awesome one.
Yeah, like you just got stuck last night and now boom. That's really cool. Oh, and then the other part I wanted to talk about was I should have seen the priest coming like that, but I didn't. It's like, you motherfucker. So
I wanted actually more of that priest. I thought he got killed off a little too early, the priest. I wanted to see him be more of an element.
I was wondering if he knew about the twins and he was like their caretaker after the mom died, but it doesn't look that way.
Yeah. No, they're just like that. That's what I was thinking too. And they're like, nope, fuck you, motherfucker.
Right.
Killed him. did anybody else laugh their ass off when the nerdy gamer kid was pissing on the fucking like ripped in half deer? I was like, Jesus Christ.
He was excited about it. Yeah, he was very excited about it. I was like, okay.
And then I liked how they kind of faked this out and they made us think, oh, it's a one slasher, and it ended up being, you know, two brothers. Mm-hmm. That was really cool. And I liked how, you know, they kind of looked different. Also fucking the sleeping bag kill I was fucking okay with. They also did an homage to I think it was the spear kill from part two, where when the girl was killing the fatter one of the brothers with the hair and the boils, when she was killing him on the bed. And we got the shot of the machete going through the bed. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that's a Friday the 13th kill.
Oh, yeah.
But I was okay with it. And then how about that bisection, man, with the fucking battle axe on the cop at the end?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. I was like, holy shit, dude, one of the best kills all fucking year. So, yeah, I hope we get a sequel because, you know, both of the brothers, I love the ending, you know, both of the brothers fucking are still alive, homeboy sitting up like the Undertaker. I'm like, fuck yeah, give us a second. And yeah, Poland fucking surprised me. I thought like, oh, this is going to be a little bit tame. You know, this isn't going to be anything too extreme, but this fucking pushes the limits. So
yeah, definitely. If you're in a mood for a quality slasher, which I mean, let's be honest, we don't get them that often. Check this out. Any other spoiler thoughts?
Nope.
Yeah, my only gripe is that maybe it could be cut down like 4 to 5 minutes. That's what was keeping me from the a 5 rating. I'm like, we're staying in there a little too long. But
The combo between the cop and the hooker, maybe.
Yeah.
They didn't even kill the hooker. That was weird. I was like, I was kind of expecting the hooker to die. If Todd were,
they were saying,
brother Todd were there, that hooker wouldn't have made it out
of the car.
Also, did you guys like the reasoning, like why they, you know, mutated and shit? I thought that was really, really creative. Yeah. And then, you know, the scene when they're all fucked up, like, that was cool as hell. And yeah, let's get the sequel.
Deformed and Venom. Poland, please. Absolutely. All right. So I believe that's all we have. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores and patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. It all starts at just a buck. So you can see some pretty twisted and hilarious stuff on there. Pugs, take us home.
And we're across all the social media bullshit, so follow us there. Everything helps. Like, share, and subscribe. Please, thank you.
Yes.
So enjoy the rest of your Halloween season. It's coming to a close, but for some of us, Halloween's 25/8, so we'll keep on trucking. Don't you dare say yes, Dan.
I know,
you're
Dan.
Done. So, yeah. Everyone say goodnight.
Good night.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
I don't want to say it now.
Fuck you then. Namaste. Good evening. No.